So now let's talk about how to apply this information. Often, our TRAs and market managers will reach out to our service companies in our network and ask if they can pick up any of these jobs that fall into those tech needed orders that we spoke about previously. When this happens, the servicer may call back to the call center. If you receive one of these calls, you should confirm which dates and times the servicer can definitely perform the order. Review the order history and make sure you understand what's going on before you take any action. Then look at the order and see if the customer needs to be rescheduled. If it is a situation where we need to reschedule the order, we will advise the servicer that we will book the order to them. We are going to reassign and rebook the order in Dolly and update the job status to scheduled, scheduled no comment. You will inform the customer via phone call and email field leadership about the servicer-driven reschedule. If this is not a situation where you are required to reschedule the customer, you will advise the servicer that we will call them if the job is assigned to them. Notate the dates and times they're available, as well as their name and A number. There are also times where servicers will call in to tell us that they cannot perform the job. We call this rejecting the job. This is any situation where the servicer is unable to go out on the order on the scheduled date and time. These can be scheduling conflicts, skill set issues, vehicle issues. Regardless of the situation, we're going to address them via the policies we're about to cover. If the servicer is calling the same day as the appointment or the day before the appointment, we will reach out to the customer by phone and reschedule the order. We will rebook the order in Dolly for an available date or a day where the servicer stated they are available. If the servicer rejected the job due to not having the skills, vehicle, or equipment necessary, after rescheduling the order, you will update the job status to pre-scheduled rejected. You will always email field leadership about any servicer-driven reschedule. If the servicer is calling about a job scheduled for a future date, you should ask the servicer why they are unable to perform the service. Ask the servicer if there are any dates they can perform the job. If the servicer cannot cover the order for any date, please reassign the order to 9668. Update the job status to pre-scheduled rejected and notate the call in Dolly and include the reason why the servicer rejected the job in your notes. There are also orders where a servicer may tell us they can only cover the job with a trip charge. When this happens, we will pull up the order and confirm the dates and times the servicer is able to cover the job. We will negotiate the trip charge by counter-offering with 80% as we learned in our trip charge module. Once we come to an agreement on the amount of trip charge, we will enter that charge into the trip charge info tool in Dolly. For orders scheduled for the same or next day, you will get out of your seat and speak to a group or pod lead and ask them to approve the trip charge. If the trip charge is denied, we will need to call the customer to reschedule. If the order is scheduled for a future date, advise the servicer that we will call the servicer if the job is assigned to them. If the assigned servicer is requesting the charge, please update the status in Dolly to pre-scheduled rejected. Another coverage issue that comes up is when the servicer needs to have the pickup location for the product changed. When the servicer calls and makes this request, ask the servicer for the pickup location address and the location number. Then call the client and ask if the product can be moved to that pickup location and if we can change the pickup location in our systems. If the client approves the change, you can notate the new pickup location in the additional instructions and update the pickup location in the client link. If the client cannot change the pickup location, confirm whether the servicer can still roll on the job. If the servicer cannot roll, treat the job as rejected and notate the reason why the servicer cannot roll. You may need to reach out to the customer to reschedule if this is a same or next day order.